No one forgets the excruciating scene in Stanley Kubrick's A Clockwork Orange when the good government in Anthony Burgess's dystopian novel tethers Alex to a chair and forces him to watch violent images on a screen in order to brainwash him from the bad practice he and his droogs perpetrate on innocent citizens. If you'll remember, the therapy works. The Beethoven-loving Alex soon understands that beating defenseless people to death is frowned upon. The best way for me to describe Nigel Cole's Maid in Dagenham might be to suggest that you picture this. Sarah Palin is made to sit quietly and watch Cole's activist fairy tale, based on fact. Now, imagine that Mrs. Palin isn't allowed to get up from her seat and leave the cinema until she understands exactly and fully what feminism is. Seeing Maid in Dagenham could make that happen, I suppose, although I'm not sure how many screenings it might take, and all of them, of course, whatever the number, would be presented in a very nonviolent manner, just like the movie is, so upbeat and nonviolent, delivering a message strong and clear about equal pay for equal work among men and women. Commenting on films that deal with labor management strife is fraught with little rhetorical IEDs. For as she or he steps into the line of fire to discuss issues at hand in such a movie, it's only human to expect that accusatory slings and arrows might be hurled toward the reviewer for thinking like a socialist or carrying some kind of a card. A solid argument can be made that Rita O'Grady, the heroine in Dagenham, is the most decent person alive in the 1960s world. She's a good wife, mother, housekeeper, a most loyal friend, and quick study. And like her husband, she's got a full-time job at Ford, making ends meet. Truth be told, Rita reminds me of my mom. What more could you ask for? Well, how about being the totally uncompromising shop steward for a brand of rogue union females in the UK who work in a Ford Motor London Burb sweatshop for much lower pay than their male counterparts? The women are unionized with the guys, but given shorter shrift than the machinist blokes because the girls are considered unskilled, which is proven bogus. Sally Hawkins plays Rita, Bob Hoskins as Albert Passingham, a middle-level union rep, selects Rita to lead the female faction. That's when all hell breaks loose as the non-assuming, pleasant Mrs. O'Grady, in all her endearing naivete, calls for a strike vote that passes unanimously. Needless to say, repercussions are felt all the way over to the colonies in Michigan. The West Wing's Richard Schiff plays a Robert Tooley of Mother Ford. He brings his American accent to the UK to see what can be done keeping down costs. Tooley is only slightly more smarmy than the Brit Union's top brass at playing those sleight-of-hand management union games with employees and members. He's Monty Taylor and played by Kenneth Cranham. Rupert Graves does another UK Ford manager called Peter Hopkins. He's tense about the strike, but his stylish wife, Lisa, played by Rosamund Pike, has something in common with Rita. Each has a son at school where there's a bullying teacher. Each mom is lobbying the headmaster to sack the guy. There comes from this association a crossing of the natural class distinction lines between two very smart women looking to the best and common interests of their boys. Love of children trickles both ways, like so many other things in life. Tensions go so long that the guys don't know whether they should continue supporting the gal's effort. The O'Grady's domesticity is shaken, and more serious matters arise for another striking woman and her disabled vet husband. Scene stealing her way through the film, in spite of the fine performances from all, especially Hawkins and Hoskins, look out for Miranda Richardson. She plays the for-real left-wing political personage of Barbara Castle, now deceased, in the Harold Wilson administration. The lady kicks butt. Richardson plays Castle not unlike what the more recent Margaret Thatcher might be done, but with a marked difference in politics. And Richardson might have tossed in a bit of Hillary Clinton to balance all the fairness. Fairly and with great balance, the guy with his voice urges you to read his many other reviews online at TulsaTVMemories.com or at the International Movie Database at IMDb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.